Ayerev Tov, Rabotai. Okay, good to be back. Ishtabach Shemo. Welcome back to the Abraham family. Yom Shir. We got a Masechet to begin. Shkoyach Reb Shlomo. Tada Rabba for holding down the fort. Ashrecha. Yes, pasiba. Now, Bol Shoya. So, let's start Minachot. So, good news is that Minachot follows basically the same rubric as Zvachim. So, all of the Mishnayot and all of the things that we plugged into Zvachim, now the Mishnah. I mean, some things are not going to be applicable, obviously, but many of them still will. That's why the first daf in Masechet Menachot is almost identical to the first daf in Masechet Zvachim. Now, let's get a few things straight before we continue. Let's give a little bit of a hagdama to Menachot. There are two basic kinds of Menachot. There's the voluntary kind, when you donate a mincha to the Beit HaMikdash. That's in the beginning of Parashat Vayikra. And over there, there's different, of the donated Menachot, there are different kinds. There is marcheshit, deep dish, therefore soggy. There is machavat, short dish, therefore crunchy. Right, that's the difference between flat pizza and deep dish pizza. New York versus Chicago. Lehavdin. Yeah, what's the difference? New York pizza.
Flat.
Yeah, and crunchy because it gets like harder on the bottom. Deep dish, Chicago pizza.
Deep.
Yeah, it's fried and whatever because it sits in the oil. Yeah, so the menachot, lehavdin, were very much New York and Chicago. So, that being said, that's with regards to those. Then you have different kinds that come for sin. There's minchat chote. Minchat chote, if a person does an avera, the ones of olev yored, for instance, tumat mikdash vekadashav, swore falsely about a pikadon, bechule. Right, remember? Shlomo, what was the olev yored? Animal, bird, mincha. If you can't afford it, that's called a minchat chote. Now, how is minchat chote different than other minachot? It's only flour. No oil, no levona, just flour. It's like toasted flour. Now, there's another sin mincha that comes for minchat sota. Minchat sota is also, it also comes for sin. Now we're going to talk about, you remember, the first Mishnah in Zvachim is now going to be the same thing here about shelo lishma. What happens if you are obligated to bring, or you obligated yourself to bring a certain mincha, and now you had a kavanah, shelo lishma, for that mincha? Does it passel it? Does it not passel it? What was the halacha by Zvachim? Kol ha-zvachim, shenizbechu shelo lishman, Kshirim, Ela Shelo Alu Lebealim Leshem Chova, Chutz Mi, Chatat and Pesach Bizmano. Says the Mishnah, Simana Tava, Kol Menachot Shenikmetzu Shelo Lishman Kshirot. Now we're only starting off, by the way, that's the first of the four avodot. It can be by any. What are the four avodot of Mincha? Go.
Kmitza.
Netina, right, putting it in the keli, Holacha, walking to the Mizbeach, and Haktara, burning it. If at anyone, this is the first one, kmitza is the first avodah, but if at any point during the four avodot, you have a machshava shelo lishma for another one, for not your mincha, the halacha is that the mincha is kasher. What do you mean it's kasher? The korban is kasher. The leftovers, thing is burnt on the mizbeach, the leftovers are eaten by a kohanim, all fine, but your chova, you don't get credit for it yet. Yeah, kol ha-menachot shenikmetzu shelo lishman kesherot, ela shelo alu la-be'alim neshem chova, chutz, miminchat chote or minchat kenaot. Those are the two sin minachot, right? Minchat chote, olev yored, and minchat sota. Minchat kenaot is minchat sota. If you had machshava shelo lishma over there, what's the status of those? Pasul. Those are actually pasul. Why? Because they're shel chataim. Minchat chote, minchat kenaot, shekmatzan, shelo lishman. If you did kmitza shelo lishma by these two sin minachot, natan bekeli, vehalach, veiktir, shelo lishman, or if you did any of the four avodot, binyamin, shalom, chushamadet, what are the four avodot of the mincha? Go. Kmitza, netina, holacha, haktara. Right. Therefore, I'll go see what it's on. If it's more than 70, just kill it. So if you did that shelo lishma, o lishman v'shelo lishman, or if you thought that the avodah should be lishma for the minchat chote and for another mincha that it's not, o shelo lishman v'lishman, or if you started the other way, you had in mind that it's for a different kind of mincha, let's say minchat machavat and the minchat chote, pesulot. Ketzad lishman v'shelo lishman. Okay, leave it. Ketzad lishman v'shelo lishman. L'shem minchat chote ul'shem minchat nedava. Shelo lishman velishman, what's that? Leshem minchat nedava, ulshem minchat chote. What's the halacha in any of these scenarios? Either by minchat chote and minchat kenaot. If you did it shelo lishma, or lishma v'shelo lishma, or shelo lishma velishma, what's the halacha? Pasul. Tov, says Rashi in Tesvis. Nedava and chet. Those are ones that come individually. Also, other korbanot that you bring, there's something called minchat nesachim, which is minachot brought together with other korbanot that the Torah prescribes, but those aren't voluntary. We're talking about when minachot come standalone. Standalone minachot are either nedava or chet. Zil. Now, says Rashi.
So even if he did the kmitzah lishma,
Any one of the four avodot, you kill it. Because those are the four integral avodot of the mincha. Yitzchak. Gia.
What does it do with the
tofu
flour? How does that work?
They eat it. It's just flour, nothing more. I guess it cakes up at some point. Like tadigiz and all that. Now, says Rashi.
But also, didn't mention before another avodah,
hakasha? That, nachon, that's not ma'akiv. Yeah, that's not ma'akiv. These four are ma'akiv. That's like hagasha, by the way, is like what? Is like shiraim. Shiraim is not ma'akiv. What is like zrikat adam by zvachim? Burning of the kmitza. The burning of the kmitza on the mizbeach is like the zrikat adam, which is matir. Kol ha-menachot shenikmetzu shelo lishman, kegon sheitnadev minchat marcheshet ve'vi'ah, right, marcheshet deep dish, ukmatza ha-kohen ve'amar, hareni kometz l'shem ha-chavat. Ma ata oseh? Which means even though this one is nedava and that one's nedava, what are you thinking? Wrong pan, ksherot, ve'komtzan niktar v'sherem ne'echalim. Right? You can burn the kometz, eat the shiraim, ela shelo alu le'be'alim l'shem chova, d'lo yatza yidin nidro, you're not yotze. V'tzach le'avi acheret l'shem marcheshet, you have to bring another one l'shem, the marcheshet that you donated. Chutz mi'minchat chote, kegon ha'idim tamim mikdash, right? That's only one of the examples. What else do we have for minchat chote? Mitamim mikdash v'kadashav? What else?
Shvuat
shav. Huh? Shvuat shav and shvuat ha'pikadon.
Knowing testimony?
Yeah, that's shvuat ha'edut. Yeah. כגון העידם תמי מקדש דכתיב בויקרא, ואם לא תשיג ידו לשתי תורים, או מנחת כנאות, מנחת סוטה, שם כמצן שלא לשמן, כגון לשם נדבה, או נתן בכלי את הקומץ שלא לשמן, או הוליך, או הקטיר שלא לשמן, או חישב באחת מעבודות הללו, הרי יעובד לשמן ושלא לשמן, או שלא לשמן ולשמן, באלו שתי מנחות, פסולין, ואין שירים נאכלים, it cannot be eaten, the whole thing has to be burnt, because the korban is פסול. ותאמה בגמר המפרש, we're going to see why that is. ועד התנה, או שלא לשמן ולשמן, hey, wait a second, what's the חידוש? If we said, לשמה ושלא לשמה is פסול, then certainly also, שלא לשמה and לשמה is also פסול. דלה תאמה לשמן ושלא לשמן, הוא פסול עד תפוס לשון אחרון. What are you going to tell me if you start לשמה, and end שלא לשמה, you know why it's פסול? Because we go by the last thing you said. But if I started with שלא לשמה and ended with לשמה, then בנימין, what should we say? I should be okay, because that's the last thing I said. We go לחומרה, לכאן ולכאן. We go with the first thing you said, and we also go with the last thing you said.
The
Maal Detema
is in the first thing, not the last thing.
The last thing. אבל שלא לשמן ולשמן, לא, כמה שמענן, דאף בתחילת דבריו, אדם נתפס, איתלן, we hold that, a person is נתפס בתחילת דבריו, a person is נתפס בסוף דבריו, and you're חייב for both of them. Okay, buckle.
Any one of the four, שלא לשמן?
Correct. שלא לשמה, or לשמה ושלא לשמה, or שלא לשמה ולשמה. Now, it's kashe. No, over here we're talking about minchat choten, minchat knaot. Those are out. Chutzmi says Teisves. Kol ha-menachot shenikmetzu shelo lishman ksherot. Ela shelo alu le-be'alim shem chova. Avodah kama itanakat. Vehu adin netina bekeli ve'olacha ve'aktara. We were just talking about the example. We started with the first avodah, which is kmitza, but really the same melachot apply to all of the other avodot. Kedektani seifa, dalet avodot yesh bekometz keneged dalet avodot sheyesh bedam. Kedamrinan, what are the four bedam? What are the four by zvachim? Go. Shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. Now, he says, is there a difference between shechita and kmitza? Shechita, kshira bezar, kmitza? Psula. He says, "Sheish bedam kedamin lekaman perek bet uperekama dezvachim uveotan dalet avodot pasla machshavet shelo lishman umachshavet pigul dechutz lizmano vechutz limkomo." They both have an effect. Aval bitnufa veagasha in machshava poselet. Shlomi, you see, machshava is not posel by waving. You have to do two things: wave and touch on the mizbeach. אבל גב דבאי כהונה, הוא פיר כמה דזבחים ילפני מקראי, דמחשבה פוסלת בשלמים, מדלת עבודות ושאר זבחים ילפני משלמים, we all learn out. Other זבחים from שלמים, בקשה, דזאת התורה. ומקרא דמוצא שפתך ומצריך להו ונרעד למנחות נמי אלפין אלה מצווה משלמים. We learn out from שלמים תמנחות as well. מה יהיה קשה גופה כמו בזבחים. דמדרשה דרבי שמעון דדריש בגמרא מסמך which we're going to say. קודש קדשם היא כחת עד וכאשם. מנחת חוטה הרי כחתת. מנחת נדבה הרי כאשם. As we're going to see soon, each one of them, sometimes מנחה is like a חתת. That שלא לשמע is פוסל. Sometimes it's like an אשם that it's not פוסל. And רבי שמעון is going to say which one's which. He says, למצין המלף, דלעיקר, הרי כאשם למצין המלף, we can't learn from there, דלעיקר דרשה היא, כדי אמרנו פרק כמה דזבחים, דעיקר קרא לך דרבי יהודה ברדרבי חייבה, לעובדה ביד, עובדה בימים כחתת, the way, עיקר הפסוק over there is not for that דרשה, it's for doing it ביד ימין, ולעקב במנחת חותם, מפרש אתה מדכתיב בה, היא, כמו בחתת. וכן מפרש נמי בפרקין, דגמרה says later on, דבדלת, דגמר מנחת חותם ומנחת קנאות דפוסלת, שלא לשמן, דכתיב בו היא. ואם תומה, ועופות באו לשמן, עופות also require לשמה. Where do we know that? כדאמרי בגמרה, וכדתנן, בזבחים פרק חטאת העוף, מנהלן, דאימה כשעד זאת התורה, you can't learn לשמה to עופות from זאת התורה, because over there it's talking about זבחים and מנחה. בנימין, are birds a זבח? No. Are they a מנחה? No. So where do you know that birds also require לשמה? Yeah. אפשר לומר כן, לפי ראש הקונטרסט פרק כמה דחולין, גבי עולת העוף דכתיב, ואת השני עשה עולה כמשפט, דריש האטם כמשפט חטאת בהמה, דאינו בא אלה מן החולין, וביום, ובידו הימנית, עוד עוזר לחודשי, קשה שם הקונטרסט, רשי אסקס אין חולין, דמי הקשה דזאת התונה נפקה דדריש מיני, בסוף התודה, מה חטאת אינו בא אלה מן החולין, אף כל דבר שבחובה, אין הבא אלה מן החולין, ופירש בקונטרסט, דעוף לה כתב בהוקרה, Off is not part of that pasuk. That pasuk is only talking about behemot. So we come back to our question. If off is not part of that pasuk, how do we know that off, taka, requires lishma? ואין לתרץ דיאלפינן עופות מזבחים לעניין לשמן דאיק על המפרח מה לזבחים שכן טעונן כלים you can't compare them זבחים require כלים birds don't over there you do it ביד דכי אגב נפריף פרק איזם קומן גבי צפון ומי הוא לפירוש וקנטרס דחולין קשה דאל כורכיך עופות כתיבה בקרד זאת התורה דמסיקתם דביום דחתת העוף מביום צוותו נפקה we learn enough from ביום צוותו בי קורבנות דכתיב בתר הקשה דזאת התורה וכן במגילה פרק הקורא למפרע similar drashot gabe kol hayom kashel lemlika de drish bagmara mi biyom tzavoto u pirak kama dizvachim gmara chutz min pesach drish pesach le'inyan lishma lemitzva mi ditkush lishlamim pesach is learned from shlamim mi dichtiv biyom tzavoto le'akriv et kol beneihem ze bechor ma'aser u pesach im ken kevan de ofot nami biyom tzavoto nafke birds are learned out from the pasuk of biyom tzavoto they can also with regards to other korbanot so they can also be learned over there for, in terms of לשמה, לשמה מנה דעופות נאמה, עטיין בהקשת דזאת התורה, והוא הדין לעניין שלא לשמה למצווה, מדיתקוש לשלמים, ולעקב בחטאת העוף, דדרשן בתורת כהנים, מדכתיב היא, והדיצריך, which means the same הלכות that apply to עולה וחטאת בהמה, עולה requires לשמה לכתחילה נת בדיעבד, חטאת requires לשמה אפילו בדיעבד, same thing by עולת העוף and חטאת העוף. כמשפט, פרק כמה דחולין, יש לפרש אלה בדרבי ליעזר, פרק התודה, דלת לי כשד דזאת התורה, וצריך עיון. די דרשת דמיית בפרק כמה דחולין, דמישלו ולא משם ציבור, it's gotta come from him, not from the ציבור, ולא משם מעשיר. דריש לה, בפרק התודה, עלי בדרבי עקב ודרק רבי ליעזר, fine. ועוד, איך ילפינן עופות מחטאת בהמה, how can you learn out, עופות from חטאת בהמה, חטאת בהמה, דקה אמר על כורכך, לא מפרוש של אהרון קאי, it's not being learned out of פרוש של אהרון, דמה עניינו לשם, אלא מחטאת בהמה דלעיל מנקה, it's being learned out from a regular חטאת בהמה, שמביא בעשירות, שזו בא בחליפין לה, כדי פירש שם בקונטרס, right? instead of bringing an animal, בנימין, if a person needs a חטאת, and he can't afford a חטאת animal, what's the thing right under it? Bird. Yeah, אלא מחטאת בהמה דלעיל מנקאי שמי בעשות שזו בא חליפין כתפילה שם בקוטרס וחטאת בהמה פרוש של אהרון חטאת בהמה זה actually not from חטאת אהרון פרוש של אהרון ילפנן מדייקרי חטאת והיינו למד מללמד so how do you do למד מללמד by קדשים we usually say don't do that ועוד קשה למה לי למדינה שאתה מפרוש של אהרון מי שלא ולמשל מעשר תפוק לקד אמנים בספרי פרשת ראי נוחי בעניין דממעט עולות משום דכתיב גבי מעשר ואכלתה ופרוש של אהרון לשרפה כה it's not meant to eat it's meant to burn ומי בזה יש לומר הדכתיב אשר לא עיקר עת על המדרש משלו ולא משל ציבור ונראה לפרש דמייתורה דרשנן כל חטאות we learn out from the extra word all of the חטאות any kind of חטאות even birds דכתיב בפרוש של אהרון את פרה חטאתה שלו. דבר מצא למכתב, את הפרה שלו, הוא יצא פרה חטאת, הוא כתיב החטאת, לממרה, דכל חטאות, בין חטאת בהמה, בין חטאת העוף, מי שלו, הסתר קם מן החולין, דיין מן החולין, ולא משל מעשר, ואת המניחה, דלה ויקש. ומי הוא? הקטקה שלי, הסתר וקוושן סתר, זאת אומרת, כמשפט לעניין חולין, גבי עולת העוף תפוקלה, מדרשת הספרי, דיין הנאכלת, you can learn it out from that, since it's not נאכל, learn it from פרו של אהרון. ויש לומר, לסן כדעת אחדעת ויקריבו לחלק לעניין חולין כדדרישתם, דחילק הכתוב בין חטאת עוף לעולת העוף מדכתיב ויקריבו, מתוך כך ניחלה דלה ואלפין אלה מהקשת, זאת התורה, we would learn it from that הקש משום דכתיב ויקריבו. ואם תאמר, אם כן, מהי פריחתם ביום, מביום צוותו נפקה, it's learned it from that פסוק ביום צוותו, דילמה, הייתי מחלק מי ויקריבו, ויש לומר, ביום צוותו כתיב, על זאת התורה לעולה, דמשמע כל העולות. ולא גשמן של מצורה, דבעי לשמה. Oh, now, another thing. בנימין, when you sprinkle the log shemen of the mitzora, that also requires lishma. Where do you learn that from? It's not an animal. It's not a bird. It's not a mincha. So where do you learn that the sprinkling of the log shemen of the mitzora also needs lishma? You know that it needs, but where do you get that from? כדתן לקמן בהקומץ רבה, שבע הזעות שבפרה ושבפנים ושבמצורה שלא לשמן פסולות, פירוש לארצות. Which means if it was done שלא לשמה, the nazir is not, the מצורה is not out of his צרעת. כדמסיק, יש לפרש דנפיק מהקשה דזאת התורה. It is learned out from the הקשה דזאת התורה, דביום צוותו, את בני ישראל להקריב את קורבניהם, איירנמי בלוג שמן. That פסוק is also talking about the לוג שמן של מצורה, זה יקרה קורבן. It is considered part of a קורבן, כדרשן פרק בין מנוחות, לכל קורבנם, לרבות לוג שמן של מצורה. אבל אין לתרץ דה ובכלל אשם מצורה, it's not part of אשם מצורה, it's a different thing. דמכן יפסן שלא לשמן, לרבי ליעזר כאשם, according to רבי ליעזר, you remember, שיטת רבי ליעזר, that אשם שלא לשמה is just as פסול as חטאת שלא לשמה. So if that's the case, if you did the log shemen, according to Rabbi Eliezer, שלא לשמה, it would be pasul. Apparently, it's not part of the Asham Mitzorah, it's a totally different entity. The shemen, the log shemen, is a different entity. ולכמן בעקום מצרבה, מסכן את דלם נפסיל משום דאבי למד בהקש, ודבר על המד בהקש, אין חוזר מלמד בהקש. ומעד דדריש במגילה, מליקה מביום צוותו, ושחיטה מביום זבחכם, ולא דריש שחיטה מביום צוותו כמליקה, משום דשחיטה לב עבודה, it's not really considered an עבודה. Next taste this, שלא לשמן, לכאורה משמע דאיר בשינוי קודש. Yeah? What does it mean, שלא לשמה? Right now we're thinking that you thought of another korban, שינוי קודש, which means a different mincha. Let's say I donated minchat machavat, I'm thinking what? Minchat Marcheshet. Now, what if I'm thinking...
Can I alter one of those things, right?
Yeah, whatever, that's fine. Now let me ask you a question. Binyamin, what if I'm thinking about a different person? Is that Shalom Lishma? It sounds like from Aram Mishnah, what are we talking about?
The types of...
Difference in the Korban or difference in the person?
Korban.
In the Korban. כדם פרש בספה, לשם מנחת חוטה, לשם מנחת נדבה. והוא הדין שינוי בעלים, same הלכה applies if you're thinking for the wrong owner. כדם מוכח בגמרה, פרקם הדסבחים, בשם הפשיטה ללעשס בכל דוכתה. If that's the case, how come the Mishnah didn't bring that as an example? Instead of thinking לשם ראובן, I did לשם שמעון. How come the Mishnah didn't bring that? Also not. ושם הפשיטה ללעשס בכל דוכתה, the shinui ba'alim ke shinui kodesh, it's the same thing. That's why I didn't bring an example ke terutzo shel rabah de mishane begmara kan be shinui kodesh kan be shinui ba'alim iname mimatnitin perek bet shama. We already learned this from the mishnah in zvachim leshem shisha dvarim azvach nizbach leshem zvach leshem zvach, and whatever kavanot you have to have for zvach you also have to have for mincha. Stam is fine as long as you don't have kavana for a different person. Thank you. Now,
in
Beit HaMikdash, they used to leave money. And they made a takana not to be maskir the person because they didn't want it to mess up. Binyamin, do you know what the longest line in the world is? The longest line, like ever, is Ben Gurion Airport on the outbound flight. That's the worst line ever. There's three lines. Just to get to somebody asking you the dumb questions, that's the first thing. I waited for 2 hours online, and then you have to wait to check your bags, and then you have to wait to get through security. So anyway, there was a nice Bukharian family in front of me online, whatever, so we had 2 hours to schmooze. So we schmoozed in, like, broken Bukharian and stuff. I told him, like, words. And he's looking at me like, I didn't, like, introduce myself. I'm like, whatever, yeah, I'm from Queens, I know Bukharian. I didn't, huh?
Skin color doesn't
match the line. Yeah, he's like, looking at me, he's like, what is going on? Yeah. Now, לשמן ושלא לשמן, Pirkama dizvachim, maskin distaman ke lishman ka'amar binyamin. That's exactly what you said. Minastam is like lishma. Okay, back in the Gemara, people. It's rock and roll, shall we?
The Lishman Shlishman by
Matzvah and Marfesh
only by
Nedavah
or also by
Chote? By Chote it's posel. By Nedavah it's kasher, but Shelo Alu Lishem Ba'anim.
This will also make it Shelo Lishma?
Vedai.
The Mishnah...
No, the Mishnah is just bringing the example where it's posel mamash. But copy and paste, where it's not posel, it just makes it bidiyavad. Just makes it kasher velo Alu Lishma'anim.
But Rashi, when he explained Shelo Lishman about...
Because he's going in the more severe case. What's the more severe case? The pasul ones, right? The minchat kenaot and the minchat chote.
But either way, I'm taking different type of
different mincha or different owner. Now says the Gemara, Binyamin, lama li limitna ela. Why does it have to say it's by the other things by minchat nedava? If you did shelo nishma, it's kasher ela shelo alu. It would be much easier to say it's kasher ve. Litne velo alu lebealim shem chova. Use a vav. It's much easier. To which Gemara says, "Akamash ma'alan lebealim udelo alu lishem chova hamincha gufa kishira ve'asul leshanuye." You know what the chidush is? The owner doesn't get credit for it, but the mincha itself is kasher, and therefore, even though you messed up with the shelo lishma on avodah number one, can I continue doing shelo lishmas on the next avodot of the mincha? No. Why? Because since the mincha is actually kasher. Don't mess it up more.
You continue with lo lishma or you...
With lishma. Meaning, let's say it's supposed to be a marcheshet, and I was kometz l'shem machavat. Uh-huh. Okay, it's not l'shem, lo alu lebe'alim. But when I do the netina, holacha, whatever, how should I do it? For marcheshet or continue machavat? Sure. Go back to marcheshet, do the correct thing.
The owner has to bring it over. The owner has to bring it
over.
Yeah. You still get the same
stuff. That's the chidush. The chidush is that not only is it kasher, but don't continue. That's the chidush. Ela, which means it's good. Leave it alone. Don't kill it more. But maybe it's kasher. But once you started like this, it's. Can I ask you a question? Let's say Shlomo, if I did all four avodot shelo lishman by nedava, is it kasher?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe I would have thought, what? You started bad. It's kasher anyway. Just. Finish bad. Kamash malan, don't do that. Kidrava. Kidrava, dama rava. Ola sheshachata shelo lishma. Asur lizrok dama shelo lishma. You can't throw the blood shelo lishma. Finish off good. Iba etem asvara, iba etem akra. Either it's a svara or it's a pasuk. Iba etem asvara. Mishum demeshani ba kolhani. Lishne ba vazil. Just because you messed up one thing, should you mess up more? It's like the Gemara says in other places, Binyamin. Misha achal shum verechon nodef. יוחל עוד שום ויהן רחון נודף יותר. זהו, סטאפ. סברה. והיא בעיתי מקרא. Yeah, maybe. We learn from פסוק, what? מוצא שפתיך תשמור ועשית. כאשר נדרת על אדוני אלוהיך נדבה. Says the Gemara. Bring your נדרים that you brought, that you promised to Hashem as a נדבה. Says the Gemara. You just called it a נדר. And how did you finish off the פסוק? נדבה. He says, נדבה, נדרו. קרא לנדר וקרא לנדבה. The pasuk calls it a neder and also calls it a nedava. How so? Ela im kima shenadarta asita ye neder. Which means if you brought it like how you promised, it's like a neder, you fulfill your obligation and you get a credit. Ve'im lav yehen nedava. And if not, if you brought it not the way you promised it, you don't get credit, but it's still like what? Still kasher like a nedava. And now, undava mishare l'shanuye ba. And in any nedava, are you allowed to change for shelo lishma? No. So the pasuk is telling me that even when you messed up and you made it into a nedava instead of a neder, even though you're not getting credit, what? What's the pasuk telling me?
Go back.
Don't mess it up more. Finish it lishma. Says Rashi and Tosfos.
In a nedava, you messed up the entire thing. Meaning all the avodot.
Still kasher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No credit, but it's still kasher. What's the nafkamina if it's kasher or pasul? Kometz goes on the mizbeach, and kohanim eat the rest. Now, says... Vadai? Vadai? The first blot in Menachot is almost identical to the first blot in Masechet Zvachim. Oh. Now, so... Why so far? Now, says Rashi, like in the bleachers. Midakatan, did they have stadiums in Uzbekistan? You did? Where?
Soccer.
What, for soccer? I had an Uzbek Uber driver today. Does that make sense? There's a lot of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in Israel.
No, no, here, here.
Oh, yeah, in Israel also.
Whatever. Anyway, so. In Israel? Yeah, it's scarcely. Oh, here also, yeah. Yeah. No, but there's. I've noticed that there's a lot of Uzbeks. There are. Says the Gemara. Huh? They're Muslims, they're not Arabs. Yeah, they also are Sunni Israel, they're not any better. Midakhtani ila mashma dechol. He can't do any more mess-ups. It says, which means if you brought it as you promised, then it's like a neder. You fulfill your obligation. Lishma, ye neder, klomar, yatzata yede nederecha. You're yotze dechova. Vim lav, ye nedava, viyavi acheret lenidro. This one's a nedava, this one's voluntary, and then you bring another one to be yotze dechova. Says, Tesis on the bottom. Yes, Ben Yonah?
We said before, by Zvachim,
yeah,
that if you make one of them not lishma, it's only going to work not lishma if you're going to leave the, make the rest lishma. Proper way, but if you're gonna do all of them not proper, then it's gonna be kosher. Am I mixing something?
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be it's kosher anyways. The question is, if let's say I was supposed to bring an olah and instead I went all the way through all the avodot l'shem shlamim, the shlamim is kosher any which way. But what about my neder to bring an olah? Do I get credit for an olah? Still no.
So what do you begin with fixing it?
That you shouldn't do an isur. It is an isur to change shelo lishma. For any individual avodah, even if you already messed up. Pigul is a different story. Binyamin, shelo lishman pigul are not the same halacha. Nachon. Says Teisvis. Karil neder, can you make a mincha pigul, Binyamin? Oh yeah, we're going to see soon. Karil neder ve karil nedava. Mashma me'acha, dekolecha dichtiv neder, neder davka, undava, nedava davka. V'chen perkat kamad rosh hashanah, they're not interchangeable. לעניין בלתי אחר, ואפילו רבי מאיר, דפרק כמה דחולים, דדריש, טוב אשר לא תידור, טוב מזה ומזה שאינו נודב, כל עיקר, not to pledge at all, על מקר הנדבה, נדר, according to him, you see that they are interchangeable, שאני אחד דדריש מדשן קרא בדיבורי, over here the Torah, we're דורש from the fact that the Torah changes the לשון מדפסוק, אינמי, בחולין דריש, תכיוון דחייש קרא לתקלה, לשנה נדר ולשנה נדבה, דבתרווה היו כלמך, she should be concerned about both. הנה, משום דנדר נפקה, לן מחיתך דל, שמע מינה דטוב, אשר לא תידול נדבה, אתה, it's come to teach me about נדבה. בעלם תוספות, ואם לאו יהיה נדבה, אף על גב פרק כמה דרוש השנה דריש לי, לעניין בלתי אחר, we learned it for another דרשה with regards to the איסור of בלתי אחר, delaying your קורבנות, דלה שייך לאחר שחיתה, אחת, דריש מפשטי דקרא, דמשמע דקר אלה נדבה, that we are calling a neder a נדבה. Rashi on top, says Rashi, ונדבה משרי לשנויה בה, for something that's just a נדבה, are you allowed to change it to שלא לשמע? והכתיב, עם זבח שלמים קורבנו, שתי זביחה לשם שלמים, that the זביחה, all aspects, all elements of the קורבן, should be לשם שלמים. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, למה מתניתין דלק רבי שמעון? What did our Mishnah say? Binyamin, if I needed to bring a minchat marcheshet and I thought machavat, what's the halacha?
Kasher, but not
ole. Forget about lo ole. Kasher or pasul?
Kasher.
Okay. Our Mishnah seems like it's not Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon omer, kol amnachot shenikmetzu shelo lishman, kesherot ve'alu lebe'alim leshem chova. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon says what? Not only kasher, but credit. Why? She'en amnachot domot lizvachim. שהקומץ מחוות לשום מרחשת, מעשה המוכחין עליה לשום מחוות. חריבה לשום בלולה, מעשה המוכחין עליה לשום חריבה. אבל בזבחים אינו כן. שחיטה אחת לכולן, וזריקה אחת לכולן, וקבלה אחת לכולן. He says, says Rabbi Shimon, there's a big difference between מנחות and זבחים. By מנחות, I'm saying, I'm doing the קמיצה לשם מרחשת. If it's actually a מחוות, what do we... Your words are meaningless. It's you're saying shtuyot, because what do we see? That it's a machavat. You didn't change anything. If I'm saying this is meant for a liquid mincha, and we see that it's a dry mincha, like minchat chote, your words are meaningless because, look, that's, and therefore over there your words do nothing to change the denomination of the mincha, and it's still considered lishma. And it's kashir ve'alul ba'alim, as opposed to zvachim. What does Rabbi Shimon hold by zvachim? Are there different shchitot? By mincha, there's different minachot. By shchita, even though there's different korbanot, the shchita is the same, the zrika is the same, the kabbalah is the same. And therefore what? When I say I'm doing it l'shem the other korban, that changes the denomination. That's the svarav Rabbi Shimon. The animal could be different, but the actions are the same.
Did it, let's say, something that's only male,
you said... Oh, it's going to be the Gemara's question.
The Minchah is coming already from the kli in which it's going to be fried or...
Yep. Sure. No, it's already prepared.
Being commit,
it's already baked.
It's not fried, it's not flour?
It is, but it's already baked. By the time we have to start doing the avodot, it's already baked, and then you do the kmitza from there. You don't do kmitza when it's raw, after it's baked or fried.
The kmitza, you're not being kmitz flour? What are you being kmitz? You're being kmitz the actual bread?
Cake, yeah. You have to break it. Patot, ota, pitim, viatzakta, huh?
We didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what rock are you living under?
Think we're
anyway.
The same question.
Huh? Well, that's your problem. Anyway, because...
did they grind it first or something? Or just...
It's fine flour and oil and levona. They bake it, and then the Kohen crushes it up a little bit, and then... Efata. No.
You don't digest the flour?
Digest?
No, they just bake the flour.
Well, sometimes it's just flour, sometimes it's flour and oil and frankincense. Now, says the Gemara, that was... So therefore, what are we trying to say? Our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon don't seem to be getting along. Amen?
It's all the Shimon.
Yafeh. Says the Gemara, why? Because Binyamin, the fact that he's saying, I'm doing it l'shem, the other one. What does Rabbi Shimon say to his words? Look what you're doing. Now, says the Gemara, later on we're going to bring a stira in Rabbi Shimon, but what we just said only makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon, who answers Rabbi Shimon, de'amar, kan bekomitz machavat l'shum marcheshet, kan bekomitz minchat machavat l'shum minchat marcheshet. Oh, one is talking about where he does. He's komitz machavat l'shum marcheshet. He only speaks about the keli. Yeah, if he's only speaking about the keli, then what? What do we know? You're saying shtuyot because the keli is not that. But when you're saying, I'm being komitz minchat marcheshet, in the name of Minchat Machavat, I'm no longer just speaking about the keli, now I'm also speaking about what's inside. So over there it makes more sense that Rabbi Shimon is modet te'ar Mishnah. So what we just said makes sense according to Rav Ashi. Kan bekomitz minchat machavat l'shum minchat marcheshet. Matnitin our Mishnah mincha l'shum minchahi. Yeah, our Mishnah is mincha l'shum mincha. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's possible that he would be modet. Ela l'rabba. But according to Rabbah and Rava, what are you going to say? They give different answers. Rabbah's answer later. What is he going to say? Kan b'shinui kodesh, kan b'shinui be'alim. The difference between the two baraitot and Rabbi Shimon is, did he change the kind of mincha or did he change the owner? Hamatnitin shinui kodeshu. What's our Mishnah talking about? Like we said before, is our Mishnah saying talking about changing the mincha or changing the owner? Changing the mincha. The katane, ketzad lishman v'shelo lishman, l'shum minchat chote, u'l'shum minchat nedava. V'inami kedekam mishane rava, even if you want to say like Rava's answer, kan bekometz mincha l'shum mincha, kan bekometz mincha l'shum zevach, one is when you were kometz mincha, one mincha for another, that's, Rabbi Shimon says, you're still in the same parsha. One is when you're kometz mincha l'shum zevach, which is not, and that's really considered shelo lishma, hamatnitin, mincha l'shum minchai. Our Mishnah is mincha l'shum mincha. De katane shelo lishman velishman l'shem minchat nedava l'shem minchat chote. Not for a zevach. Therefore what? According to them, the Mishnah, and that's how the Gemara answers, Ela Rabba v'Rava mechuvarta matnitin de laka Rabbi Shimon. According to Rav Ashe's answer we said before, it's possible to insert Rabbi Shimon into our Mishnah. How so? You remember the answer of Rav Ashe? keli versus the mincha inside. And therefore, Shlomo, what can we be talking about in our Mishnah? The mincha inside. And therefore, it's possible, according to Rav Asher, that Rabbi Shimon actually agrees to our Mishnah that it's not ole lebe'alim because he spoke about
where?
The mincha. Huh?
Mincha inside where?
Inside the keli. Shlomo, explain how Rav Asher is going to answer the stira in Rabbi Shimon.
When Rabbi Shimon said that it is ole lechem ba'alim, he was talking about thinking that this mincha...
No. This machavat lechem marcheshet. Ole is mincha lechem machavat lechem marcheshet. Because the kelim are there.
It's not put into the keli yet, but...
No, no, no. All you're thinking, it's in the keli, but all you're thinking in my mind is, Ani mevim machavat ze l'shem archeshet. What are you talking about? Look what it is. Therefore, it's shtuyot, and there it's ole. But in our Mishnah, where he says, Ani mevim minchat marcheshet l'shum minchat machavat, what's that?
That wouldn't be
over there, you're already talking about the actual mincha. It's possible that over there, Rabbi Shimon does agree with our Mishnah that it's not Oleh. Basically, the Gemara is saying, of the three potential answers in the... We didn't even get to the Stira yet. The Gemara is going to bring it. But of the three potential answers in the Amoraim for Rabbi Shimon, the only one that can insert Rabbi Shimon into our Mishnah and say that he agrees is only according to Rav Asher, but according to Rabba. V'Rava, Bevadai or Bevadai, Rabbi Shimon can't make peace with our Mishnah.
Can't we say Minchat Chotei Minchat Nedavar also Baalim?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot.
No.
Minchat chote is the person who is chote.
No, nope. Mincha. You're not talking about the chote.
The mincha or the
you're not talking about, no, you're not talking about ploni or floni. You're talking about minchat chote, minchat nedava. You're talking about the subject, the mincha. See Rashi. Yeah, people, stay with me. Buckle up. I said buckle up? Sure about that? All right, let's go. Now. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so Tov, you flew Aeroflot ever? Bemet? They make all their like announcements in Russian?
Yeah,
they're doing
it here.
Aeroflot got shot down a bunch of times, no? Like Russian missiles. Right? Shoot down.
Russian airlines
been
very strong. Or Ukrainian airlines, whatever. They shoot down passenger planes, like for no reason. Yeah, that happened. Okay. So, you know, a lot of flights have missiles on them.
Yeah,
well, it's true.
How's the food?
No, stop it. No, you just. Anyway, it's ridiculous. Anyway, so.
Same thing.
The guy next to me was like, so. He's like, enjoying it. I'm like, Baruch Mashaneh Beriot. Says Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Omer, towards the top, כל המנחות ואפילו מנחת חוטה, שאין המנחות דומות לזבחים. מנחות are not like זבחים, why? בזבחים עודנה דלא עלו. Why does Rabbi Shimon agree that it's not עולה by זבחים? מעשה המוכיחים שהוא מחזב. Over here we can tell that he's lying in his words. Why? Because, look at it, it's not a מרחשת. The מרחשת עמוקה, deep dish, ומעשה הרוחשים רכים, it's like squishy, מחוות צפה ומעשה הקשים. When, what gets toasted more? Deep dish or machavat. Machavat gets a little bit more toasted. בפרק כל המנחות באות מצא. אבל בזבחים מנוחין, אין להם מעשה מוכיח, הלקח מהנה בו שינוי, דלא עלו לשם חובה. מנחת חריבה, a dry מנחה, דמנחת חוטה ומנחת קנאות דכתיב בו, לא ישים עליה שמן. Yeah, over there, there's no oil over there. It's completely dry. בלולה, שאר מנחות, ואשתה פליגמת ניתין עלה, דרבי שמעון בתרתי. Our Mishnah, according to this, would be arguing Rabbi Shimon in two things. Chadad, matnitin katane, kol ha-menachot de lo alu, all menachot are not olef et shelo nishma. V'chadad, the second one, the kapasil, tana didan, minchat chote legamre. Our tana says that minchat chote is completely pasul. And what does Rabbi Shimon say? Binyamin, according to Rabbi Shimon, if I brought a minchat chote l'shum minchat machavat, what's the halacha? Is it mochiach? Look at me. When I say this mincha should be brought l'shem minchat nedava, when really I'm a chote. Huh?
It's the same type of the flour.
No, but there's no oil. So we know that you're saying shtuyot again. And therefore, our Mishnah would say pasul legamre. What would Rabbi Shimon say?
Okay.
Why? Because you're lying. Look, it's completely dry. And the only dry menachot are?
Chote.
Chote and knaot. He says vayter.
No, chote, knaot is not... Is
okay? Yes, both. Yeah. Hanicha l'Rav Asher. There's only one difference between chote and knaot, Binyamin. What is it?
It's the wheat and barley.
יפה מאוד. הניחא לרב אשי. Huh? Eaten. Yep. Hani chale Rav Ashi. Why does she bring barley? Ma'achal behima. Hani chale Rav Ashi. Dimtaritz lekaman. Kira mina l'Rabbi Shimon. When we ask the steer in Rabbi Shimon, which we're going to see momentarily, da'amar beduchta achrite. Ad Rabbi Shimon da'acha. Umtaritz lu Rav Ashi. Da'a da'amar Rabbi Shimon alu. Be'omer hareni komitz machavat l'shem marcheshet. Look at the word Shloima. The kivan de la'adkar shema de mincha. He didn't say the name of mincha. Ela shema de mana. He just said the name of the keli. Divrei ruach be'almaninu. You are saying shtuyot, says Rabbi Shimon. Ve'ad kama Rabbi Shimon be'alma. De'lo alu, kigon de'idkar shema de'mincha. You called it minchat machavat. Minchat marcheshet. Ika la'ukma matnitin ke Rabbi Shimon, de'matnitin de'idkar shema de'mincha ke'demfaresh. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo, l'shem mincha nedava, l'shem minchat chote. Ela l'rabba v'rava. Demishan ula b'ta'ame achrina. They give different answers to the Mefarish Lekaman. Ma'i kar mimar. V'chi tem ha-matnitin mituk ma'ki Rabbi Shimon. Maybe even according to them, Aram Mishnah can be Rabbi Shimon k'demishan rabba. Lekaman l'ta'ame de Rabbi Shimon kan b'shinui kodesh. V'chan b'shinui ba'alim. Hada amar Rabbi Shimon. Alu b'shinui kodesh. Kegon. Minchat machavat l'shem minchat marcheshet. Dema'aseh ha-mochichin shu mechazev. V'hada amar lo alu b'shinui ba'alim. When does he say lo alu? Like Aram Mishnah, when you change the name, kegon shevi'ah, Reuven ukmatza Kohen l'shem Shimon, deleka ma'ase mochiach, id Reuven hi id Shimon. Yeah, what's our Mishnah talking about? Change of mincha or change of owner? Change of mincha. V'amatnitin b'shinui kodesh ma'ire. V'katane de lo alu. De katane, ketzad lishman v'sholo lishman, kegon shekamat minchat chote l'shum, l'shem minchat chote ul'shem nedava. V'inami kedem shane rava. What are you going to tell me according to Rava's reason? L'ta'amad Rabbi Shimon. De'ad amar alu. When is Rabbi Shimon saying alu? בקומץ מנחת מחבת לשם מנחת מרחשת. משום דכתיב, זו תורת המנחה, תורה אחת לכל המנחות. ועד הקטני לא עלו, בקומץ מנחה לשם זבח. If a person does a קמיצה to a מנחה, לשם קורבן עולה, בנימין. What's that? No, not שטויות. That's שלא לשמה. Because that's ממש שלא לשמה. ולכמן פריך בקומץ. לשם זבח, להתקשר, שביקשר, דה מעשה מוכרן עליה כמר. That's the Gemara's question over there, to which the Gemara's going to answer, ומשנה לה לכמן, ועד דנקד להקשויה במתניתין משלו לשמן, הוא הדין דמצל להקשויה, לשמן ולשמן ושלו לשמן, כדקשן לרבה, we can ask the same question according to him, אלא, כי סדרה דמתניתין נקיד ועזה, we're going according to the order of the Mishnah. טוב, so, מסקנת הגמרא, the only way to ever possibly fit רבי שמעון into our Mishnah is only according to Rav Ashi. Says,
what's the difference between if it's by the mincha or by the bealim? We said the Mishnah is talking about the difference of mincha, not bealim.
That's the way that Rabba would give the answer to the stira on Rabbi Shimon. Now, says Teisves, shchita achat lechulan. We said by zvachim, even though they may be different korbanot, but the maaseh shchita is the same. Yeah, lekaman parich dechalukim shchitatan. Diyesh betzafon viyesh bedarom. Yeah, we're going to ask later, not all shchitot are the same, because what? Just like by real estate, what's the most important part of a korban? Location, location, location. V'ad el ha-katani holacha, achat lechulan, ha-kam edin tse holacha also, mishum de'aira ha-cha, aliba dir b'shim'on. De'lacha ish be'olacha, פרקם הדזבחים, משום דהבה, משום דהבי עבודה שאפשר לבטלה, ורבי שמעון דפליגה הילוך בזה, ואחלה יצטריך לפלוגי בהילוך דמנחות, he didn't need to say the difference over there. אבל, תמה קצת, המילה פליג בקבלה דמנחות, אפשר נמי לבטלה over there, you can also be מבטל. By the קבלה, לרבי שמעון כדלקמן פרק הקומץ רבה, right? Do you, according to רבי שמעון, do I need to put it in a כלי שרת, the thing? I could do it on top of the מזבח, and then what? According to רבי שמעון, just dump it onto the fire. מי תעמד רבי שמעון, בא לעובדה ביד, עובדה, בימין כחתת. אם כן, לבעי קבלה, you don't need it. זריקה אחת לכולם, yeah, one זריקה for everybody, ואף על גב, יש במתנה אחת, ויש במתנה ארבע, not all the זריקות are exactly the same. Sometimes it's שניים שן ארבע, sometimes it's four. So what's פשט? How are you going to understand that? Says the Gemara, פירש בקונטרס, דיתנן. אם ניתנו כולן במתנה אחת כיפר, מתנה אחת works for every קורבן. ומי הוא קשה? דניתנים במתן דלת, שנתנה לשם ניתנים במתנה אחת, לרצו, במעשיהם מוכיחים, כשייתן השנייה, right, when you do the second one, it's מעשה מוכיח, so you should even be, it should be credited to you, and the Mishnah says it's not. ויש לומר, זה בשעה שנתן הראשונה, שלא לשמוע, עדיין אין מעשיהם מוכיחים, עד שייתן האחרון, ובשנייה אין מחשבה פוסלת, כדי תנה בפרק בית שמי, זה במתנה אחת כיפר, אבל קשה מחטאת לשם עולה, דחטאת למעלה בקננות, ובאצבע, ועולה למטה ביסוד, ובזריקה מן הכלי. ועוד קשה, מקבלה דעשם, קבלתו אף בשמאל, וחטאת בימין, ואף לא רבי שמעון פרק בית דזבחים, ולכמן פרקין, בניין דוודאי, היה יכול להקשות כן לכמן, דגמרה, could have asked this. Okay, Viter, says דגמרה, people, buckle up. Now, there was a lot of talk about this stira. Now the Gemara is actually going to... Sometimes the Gemara does that. The Gemara speaks about something in passing. And then afterwards, it kind of hones in and visits it. V'ramed Rabbi Shimon ed Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon seems to contradict himself. How so? D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon omer, Kodesh kadashim hi kachatat v'cha'asham. Amincha is like chatat v'asham. Yesh mehem kachatat. V'yesh mehem ka'asham. Some of them are like a chatat. And therefore what? If you did it shelo lishma, pasul. Some of them are like an asham, and if you did it shelo lishma, still kasher velo alu. How so? Minchat chote harei kechatat. Minchat chote is like a chatat because it comes for sin. Lefikach, kamtza shelo lishma, pesula kechatat. Minchat nedava harei keasham. Minchat nedava is like an asham. Therefore, lefikach, kamtza shelo lishma, keshera uch asham. מה אשם כשר ואינו מרצה, אף מנחת נדבה כשרה ואינה מרצה, so to by מנחת נדבה, if you did it שלא לשמה, it's כשר, but not מרצה. What do you see over here? Where's the stira in Rabbi Shimon? Stay with me, look at me. The first baraita of Rabbi Shimon says that if you do any שלא לשמה by מנחה, what's the הלכה? כשר ועולה. Over here, what does he say? By חוטה בכלל פסול, and by נדבה כשר ולא עולה. So Rabbi Shimon, which means the second baraita seems to be saying that Rabbi Shimon is like
Mishnah.
Our Mishnah, whereas the first baraita says,
not like a Mishnah.
So what's going on? There's a stira. Three answers. Off the top of your head, what were the three answers? How to reconcile Rabbi Shimon. Go!
That was that.
Start with Rav Ashi. Keli or Mincha? Right. Rabba?
Da'alim.
Mincha or owner? Rava? Mincha or Zeva. Now plug it in. Which case is what? Go, Shlomo. Keli or Mincha? You say, I'm doing this l'shem the other Keli.
The other Keli is still kosher.
Why? Shtuyot. Okay. Whereas, Mincha zo l'shem Mincha zo?
That's
not so much. That's kasher velo alo. Okay. Now, change in mincha versus change in owner. Change in mincha, good. Why? Ma'aseh mochichin. Change in owner. Do you have ma'aseh mochichin by a change in owner, Binyamin?
No.
No. And the third one?
Over there, it's ole, but not... But...
Correct. No, it's kasher, but lo ole. And the third one is l'shem mincha acheret, and one is l'shem zevach. L'shem mincha, mochichin. Zevach, not so mochiach.
The Gemara is going to ask me.
No, no, no.
Not legamre.
No, it's too kasher. No.
Well, the only time it's going to be pasul legamre is when it's going to be by chote. Says, "Tagid lo, no."
What?
Skajit. Skajit emu. You like that? There's, you know, what emu is in English. It's a bird. Anyway, be kitzur now.
Yeah.
Emu.
It's emphasis, not
a degree. Tov. Tov. Says Rashi. No, slicha, let's finish the Gemara before we get to Rashi. Yeah. Amar Abba. Yeah, he gives the answer first. La kashya, kan b'shinui kodesh, that's the korban, kan b'shinui be'alim. Amar le'abaye, Abaye tells back to Rabba, michde, machshava de pasar rachamana, hekeshahi. When the Torah says machshava is posel by mincha, it's learnt out behekesh, correct? Ma lishunui kodesh, ma lishunui be'alim. What's the difference if it's a difference in the mincha or a difference in the owner? Amar le ma'aseh mochichin, dekamar Rabbi Shimon, svarahi. Yeah? Rabbi Shimon says that the svara over here is ma'aseh mochichin. Rabbi Shimon darish ta'amad dikra. He says, Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Shimon learns the reasonings of the pasuk, when the pasuk says that shelo lishma is pasul, why is that? Because it's not mochiach. Machshava de lan ninkara pasar rachmana. A machshava that's not nikar. What you mean? When it's not nikar from your actions, it's posel. Machshava de minkira la pasal rachamana. A machshava that it is nikar what you're talking about, that your ma'aseh contradicts your words, it's still going to be kasher. Says Rashi in Tosfos. Kodesh kadashim hi. last few narrow lines. Bimincha ketiv ukrila וקרי לחטאת ואשם, הכיצד מנחת חוטא הרי כחטאת, תקיים עליהם כל הזבחים שנזבחו שלא לשמן כשרין, אלא שלא עלו לבעלים משם חובה, חוץ מפסח וחטאת שפסולים לגמרי. ופרק עמד הזבחים, מפריש תעמד הפסח, ולכמן מפריש תעמד החטאת, בוסי. ואינו מנצה, לא עלו לשם חובה, דבזבחים לבשמעון מודקת, הקטן לעין. אף מנחה וקש ידר בשמעון ידר בשמעון, את הסתירה בין מנחות, בין במנחת חוטא ובין במנחת נדבה, באות את אמר סתירה. כאן בשינוי קודש, that was רבה, כדי פרישית לעין. מיכדה, this is a biased question on him. מיכדה, מחשבה דפסה רחמנה במנחה הקשר. It's learned out from the הקש. דהתקיש רחמנה, מנחה לזבחים, כדכתיב, קודש קדשים היא, כך חטאת וכה אשם. מה זבחים פסלה במחשבה כדכתיב? המקריב אותו לא יחשב, אף מנחה נאמה, סתו במנחה. מה לשינוי קודש ומה לשינוי בעלים? What's the difference? מחשבה דלה מנקרה, אם מחזב, אם לא מחזב, by מחשבה that you can't tell if he's lying or not, like by שינוי בעלים, פסיל רחמנה דחשיב למחשבה. אבל מחשבה דמנקרה, by מחשבה that you can tell that he's lying, let's say by the different kinds of מנחות, לכל שהוא מחזב לה במחשבה. הך מחשבה דקדשים הוצאה דיבור בפהו. Over here we're talking about, when we say מחשבה over here, you actually said it verbally. כדאנו בממציאה, על כל דבר פשע, לחייב על המחשבה כמעשה. דילב מוציא בפה, מחשבתו למה נחייב לה. He says, how are we supposed to be מחייב him for different things if he doesn't actually say it out? So over here, when we say מחשבה, it actually means that he uttered it before he brought it. Yeah, it says Tesvis. מנחת חוטא הרי כחטאת. אין זה דבר הלמד בהקש חוזר ומלמד בהקש. How come we don't consider this to be דבר הלמד בהקש חוזר ומלמד? דף על גב דחטאתי אלפי נה למצווה. משלמים, פרק עמד הזבחים, מכל מקום, הכתיב בה היא לגופה לעקב, אבל קשה. הדיאליק מנחת נדבה מאשם, דיינו מנצה, ואשם גופה משלמים, ילפן על פרק עמד הזבחים. We learn out אשם from שלמים. So why isn't it באמת a case of דבר הלמד בהקש, חוזר מלמד, משלמה לדרך דרשה דאחה, אסמכתה בעלמה, כדי מפרש בזבחים, דעיקר קרן לך דרבי יהודה ברי דרבי חייאתה, וילפן למנחה משלמים בהקשה, דזאת התורה. מכדה. מחשבה דפסר רחמנה הקשאו, it's a הקש, that was a biased question on רבה, דף על גב די קשה דחתת, ואשם לב עיקר. Even though it's not really עיקר, the פסוק is meant really for something else, מכל מקום עתיה בקשה, זה זאת התורה, וכיוון די קשה הוא, מה לשינוי קודש, מה לשינוי בעלים, that was a biased question. ואם תאמר, מה מקשה בעיל לרבה? What's this question? תקשה בראית הגופה, דמוכח שיש חילוק, the בראיתה itself says there's a חילוק. Why are you asking this on רבה? Ask your question directly on the בראיתה. כדי מפרש טעמה משום בעשה מוכיחים, ויש לומר די יכול להישב בברייטה, כי אין אמוראי דל כמן, he could have understood other ברייטה like the other אמוראים. הנה מקסב הרבי ידי כוון די שינוי קודש, לפסול משום מעשה המוכיחים, הוא הדין שינוי בעלים די אלפי משלמים, כי אגב נדמה שלמים לא חילקת. לפסול, אף מנחה לא תחלוק להכשיר, דכי אגב נדריש תנת בחזקיה, פרק אלו נערות, גבי מכה אדם ומכה בהמה, ואך סברה, דלא חילקת אשכחן בפרק עמד הזבחים. Fine. Next גמרא. סימן, עולה, עולה, מלאק. Okay. Next, says the גמרא, אלא מעטה עולה תעוף שמלכה למעלה משום חטאת תעוף, תרצה. Why? מעשיה מוכיחין עליה דעולה תעופי. די חטאת תעופי, למטה ועביד לי. Says the גמרא, yeah, בנימין, what happens, look at me, if I do מליקה, what goes on top, עולה תעוף or חטאת תעוף? No. עולה תעוף. חטאת בהמה upstairs, עולה תעוף upstairs. What happens if I have to bring עולה תעוף? The Kohen goes upstairs and he says, I'm doing מליקה לשם חטאת תעוף. כשר או פסול? פסול. Because for... But why are we saying it's פסול? According to Rabbi Shimon, what should be the הלכה? מעשה המוכיחין because of... Where you're standing. Since you're standing on the top of the מזבח, מעשה המוכיחין that it's meant for an עולה. And it should be כשר according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. To which the Gemara says, "Atu chatat ha'of lemala mileta." Is there never a chatat ha'of upstairs? Ha'amar mor melika bechol makom b'mizbeach kshera. Says, "What are you even asking?" You're right. The bloods of chatat ha'of and olat ha'of are different, but melika, what anywhere. Can be done anywhere, and therefore in the ma'aseh melika itself, is it mochiach that it's olah? No. That's why it's still going to be pasul. Gishmak amaisis says Teisves olat ha'of. נעשית למעלה מחוץ הסקרה, כדתניה, בתורת כהנים ומלאך, והקטיר ונמצא. מה? הקטרה בראשו של מזבח, אף מניקה בראשו של מזבח, ומצוי נמי בה יקרא כתיב, וחטאת העוף למטה, ואחי מפרש בשחיטת קדשים, פרק קודשי קדשים. יאח, יכוון למחשבת הגלויה, לכל לא פסלה, עולת העוף תרצה, תעלה לשם חובה, it should even go, you should get credit for it. עלה מתנן, בשחיטת קדשים, פרק קודשי קדשים, דולו עלתה, it says it's kosher, but you don't get credit, you should get credit. עולת העוף הקשרה במצוי, okay, fine, huh? בארם טייסס, עולת העוף שמלכה למעלה, כסל כדעת, אך אף על גב דקשירת חטאת, כחטאת מכל מקום, אין דרך לעשות למעלה. In general, people don't do that, שלא ייפול אדם לארץ, קודם שיבוא למטה למצווה, so that the blood doesn't fall on the ground before it falls on the יסוד for מצווה. One more Gemara's question. עולת העוף שמיצה דמה למעלה לשם חטאת העוף, תרצה, מעשה המוכחין עליה דעולת העוף היא, די חטאת העוף היא למטה ועביד לה הזעה. Look at me. Stay with me. Melika, you're right, there is no question. But what about after Melika? I'm about to do mitzui, which means I have to court check. Now, you remember the difference between Olat Ta'of and Chatat Ta'of? What were the avodot by Olat Ta'of? Melika and press. What are the avodot by Chatat Ta'of? Melika, sprinkle from the neck itself, and then press. What before mitzui, on top, I'm squeezing it, L'shem Chatat Ta'ach. Over here, you can't tell me anymore that it's... Over here, it's Ma'aseh HaMochachin. Because from the fact that I'm doing it upstairs, plus the fact that I didn't do Hazaa, what does that show me? That it's Ola. And therefore, you should get credit according to Rabbi Shimon.
Unless you think forgot to do it.
Or... No, you didn't forget. This is. It says the Gemara, Amre, Dilma mitzui debatar Hazaahu. Damar mor, mitzah dama bechol makom bamizbeach kshira. People, when they see this, it's not really Ma'aseh HaMochachin. Maybe people, when they see this, they say, oh, maybe you already sprinkled on the top of the Mizbeach, and now you're doing this, the pressing after the sprinkling. And what would be the halacha after you sprinkled from the blood of the Chatat Ta'of downstairs? Where can you do the squeezing? Anywhere on the Mizbeach. So we're back to the same point that what? Is it or is it not Ma'aseh HaMochachin? No. Not Mochachin. And therefore, lo alu, according to the Bishimon. Yeah. You realize that he's...
Baruch Shabbatai.
Vayuku shotereh v'nei Yisrael. Otam bira'al emun. Yeah. You're getting hit for him. But the Gemara... did you see Rashi in last week's parasha? The shotereh of v'nei Yisrael at the end of the parasha, since they were hit.
Oh, yeah,
they got sachar. What was their sachar? They became Sanhedrin. Now, says Rashi...
The Kenim got punished, right?
Huh? For running away.
Right?
Yeah. Rashi says, Nishmetu echad echad, as they were on the way to the palace.
Check it out.
Moshe ve Aaron, zeh.
They said they didn't go up to the Hasina.
Huh?
So they couldn't go to
it. Nachon. That's what happens when you chicken out, Binyamin.
Oh, they didn't
send me hand. Huh? No, they ran away.
So the Zakenim were punished because they didn't go in, but the dream that were working for Paro,
they became Sanhedrin. Gishmak Amaises. Binyamin, Vayas Laim Batim, is a Batim. בתי כהונה לוויה ומלכות. כהונה ולוויה from יוחבד and מלכות from מרים. Says Rashi, Rashi and Rashi, מליקה, we did, עולת העוף, הקשירה במיצוי, דכתיב, ונמצא דמו על קיר המזבח, חטאת העוף, הזעה תחילה, you start with הזעה, ואחר כך מיצוי, then you press it, דכתיב, ואיזה מדם החטאת, ונשאר בדם ימסה, למטה ועביד לה, it should have been done downstairs, כדכתיב, על קיר, ומפרש בתורת כהנים, זה קיר התחתון. הזעה אוכס בגוף העוף ומעלה ומוריד בכוח, ואדם ניתז מעצמו. What do? You take the bird, the newly decapitated bird, and you just shake the blood out. מיצוי, סוחט בין אצבעותיו וניצוק אדם, ואדם הולך למרחוק. Rashi over here says differently than what he said in Zvachim. Over here Rashi says, what's מיצוי? You press your fingers against the bird and the blood comes out so it can spill on the מזבח. What did Rashi say in Zvachim? What's מיצוי? Not squeezing in your fingers, but... Many mefarshim question why Rashi says differently in both places. Tov, Rashi on the top. Amri inche, people are going to say, Vaday chatati, v'ach mitzui, debatar haza'ahu, v'ay deka avid la, lema'ala, haka amar, people are going to say that he already did haza'ah lemata, mitzad ama bechol makom b'mizbeach kshera, which means, for chatat ha'of, the most important part of chatat ha'of is not the melika, and also not the mitzui. Location-wise of chatat ha'of, what's the most important thing? Only... Haza'a having to be downstairs. Melika can be anywhere. The mitzui can be anywhere. תוספות on the top, מצד דמה בכל מקום במזבח כשרה, אף על גב דכתיב בה יסוד, את שורי בן דנן ליסוד, כי דכתיב אם מצא ליסוד המזבח, אמן אין פרק חטאת העוף, דמיצוי לא מעכב, אפילו לא מיצה כלל, ופלוקתאי בפרק בית המעילה, so then, that's a מחלוקת in the second פרק המעילה, וזאת השם, we'll pick it up tomorrow, עד כאן.